Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Rash joins us, WCCO editorial board, Star Tribune on the Rash Report. Hi, John.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Great. What are you going to write about tomorrow in the morning paper?
Well, a film that's getting a tremendous amount of buzz and odds-on Oscar favorite for best foreign film, but perhaps best overall picture. It's called Roma, and if you've heard of it, it's because it's on nearly every critic's top 10 list, and many organizations have given it the best film of the year. And on a very interesting distribution model, it debuted locally last night at the Edina Cinema, but it will be available on Netflix in just 1 week. And this is compelling in so many reasons, countercultural in so many ways, in that it's in black and white, it's in Spanish as well as indigenous language with subtitles, and it's from a Mexican director, and it's the memories of his youth growing up, Alfonso Cuarón, who has won an Academy Award as Best Director for Gravity, and kind of goes from outer space to the inner space of you know, kind of small, intimate memories, a very human, humane film, and very countercultural to so much that's happening in Hollywood and society, but a really good movie, so I'm going to write about that.
Well, you make me think of the Golden Globes, because they're following the same trend that TV in general is, paying more attention to stuff put out on streaming channels than on traditional broadcast.
You're absolutely right, David. Indeed, Netflix was amongst the top studios in terms of, you know, getting nominations, because, of course, the Golden Globes reflect not just the film industry, but television as well. And I think the big surprise to some was that Roma didn't get nominated for Best Picture, but curiously, it's put on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They won't give Best Picture nominations to foreign films, but it was nominated in the other category. And the other big story coming out of this was that a film that's going to premiere here in a few weeks called Vice, which is about former Vice President Dick Cheney, led with nominations. It's going to become quite controversial because it's a reexamination of the George W. Bush administration. And it'll be interesting to see the response to that after so much public recognition and rethink of the George H.W. Bush administration with, of course, the late president's passing and funeral this week.
And the I want to get your thoughts on that, John. The nation just absolutely came to a halt, it seemed like, and also a multi-generational event where people could see something that some of us have seen before, first time for many others.
You're absolutely right, and it has been, you know, several years since the funeral of a president. Former President Gerald R. Ford died about 7-8 years ago. But, you know, it's been quite some time since we've had an event like this. And I think that it's really good civic instruction in many ways, in terms of looking back at previous administrations, how previous politicians had, you know, approached their lives. And, you know, there was the implicit contrast, of course, with the current administration, which, you know, wasn't always voiced over, but was always an undercurrent of. And so I think that that led to, you know, some of the introspection and some of the interest that the public clearly showed. But yeah, this was really quite a spectacle and, of course, well-deserved because of the extraordinary life and legacy of former President Bush.
Grammy nominations just came out, John.
Indeed. Yeah. Just this morning, just a very short time ago. And you know, this is part of the awards season, and you know, the music industry has had its share of challenges, of course, because of the transformative technology as much as anything in terms of how people get music. Music is a little bit less of a shared experience than it was back in the day, you know, when a few radio stations dominated each market and everyone kind of listened to the same music. So this is a way that the recording industry tries to get people reinvigorated, reinterested in what they have to do. And we'll have to see how the public responds, but it's always a big night on CBS coming up usually in February.
Well, as you mentioned, it is award season, and the biggest news came out about midnight or so this morning, where Kevin Hart has stepped down as host of the Oscars.
It's just extraordinary in terms of how difficult it seems to be for the motion picture industry to get a consistent and a competent, almost Oscar host, it seems that every year there's some kind of controversy in terms of how he or she approaches the event. And, you know, you look back years ago when Johnny Carson did it for years, before then Bob Hope and others, and, you know, there is no shortage of extraordinary talent in Hollywood, and you'd think that they would be able to find someone who could get them through a three-hour broadcast without so much controversy. But now they have to see what they're going to do, because, of course, he was a co-host along with a comedian, Sandra Oh, and, you know, my sense is they probably won't have her as the sole host. They'll probably find someone else, but it seems to be a tough job to fill, but probably a good opportunity for someone who can do it and do it well.
And really bad ratings last year, I think historically low perhaps, so they're trying to figure out, why aren't people watching the Oscars, John?
Absolutely, and part of it is a deep disconnect between the most popular films and what often gets nominated, and that's why, you may remember, Dave, for a brief moment, they had a new category they were going to have of what they called popular films, and of course that got big pushback from the industry, in effect saying that, you know, we shouldn't have a special category. Popular films can be amongst, if not the best films every year. And so I think that watch for Black Panther as an example to get a nomination, not just because it indeed was extraordinarily successful at the box office, but it was a really good film and worthy of an Oscar nomination. But I think that all of them are probably going to be competing with the aforementioned Roma, the film I'm writing about tomorrow, because that seems to be at the top of most critics' lists.
You know, talking about snubs and surprises in the Golden Globe nominations, John, there's a lot of them that were, you know, Viola Davis didn't get a nod. John Krasinski didn't get one on Quiet Place. But how about this one? The entire cast of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, was passed over, but that includes Meryl Streep.
Very big surprise, especially considering the popularity of that. This is, as mentioned, the Hollywood Foreign Press, and this is a film that plays well internationally, and you know, she has the all-time record, at least in terms of Oscar nominations. So, yeah, that was a surprise. And I know that First Man not getting, you know, any major nods was a big surprise as well. To the degree that this is going to be a precursor for the Oscars, we'll have to wait and see. Some years it's a really strong indicator, and other years the Academy Awards zigs while the Golden Globe zags. And so we'll just have to see what kind of year this is going to shape up to be.
Look forward to your column in the Star Tribune tomorrow, John, as always.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, Dave.
He's John Rash on WCCO from the editorial board of the Star Tribune doing the Rash Report with us again this morning. At
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.